You're listening to SBS News.
U.S. President Donald Trump campaigned in the critical state of New Hampshire on Sunday, telling his supporters that his re-election campaign will have people watching the polls like crazy on Election Day. Republicans are mobilizing thousands of volunteers to watch early voting sites and ballot drop boxes leading up to November's election, part of an effort to find evidence to back up Mr. Trump's unsubstantiated complaints about widespread voter fraud.
There are millions of unsolicited ballots being sent all over, and it's no good. It's no good. And there's tremendous. Every day you pick up the newspaper and you read about. The only good thing is we have people watching them like crazy, both law enforcement and yourselves and everybody. But in Philadelphia, which is notorious for what goes on, we want to have poll watchers. They won't let us have poll watchers. So we're in court over poll watchers. Why won't they let you have a poll watcher? What's wrong? Think of it.
The president reminisced about the 2016 New Hampshire general election, which he narrowly lost to Hillary Clinton.
You remember that beautiful night in November, 4 years ago, right? Well, I don't think this one will be as close. I don't think this is going to be as close. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, that's a chant. In all fairness, I said, has anyone in the history of politics, think about it, Ronald Reagan was popular, but they never had that chant. That is a chant. I won't even say it because I don't want to cry. But Ronald Reagan never had that chant. Nobody's ever had that chant.
Regarding the pandemic, Mr. Trump said that even without a vaccine, America was rounding the turn in its battle against the coronavirus and added that the pandemic was ending anyway.
Many of our greatest companies and labs are coming out very quickly with the vaccines. They're doing great, very shortly, very quickly. It's going to be delivered fast. That will quickly end the pandemic. It's ending anyway. We're rounding the turn, but the vaccine will get it down fast. Because we want normal life to resume. Normal life. We just want normal. Normal life.
Contrary to Mr. Trump's claims, Johns Hopkins University showed new COVID-19 cases in the U.S. at a high, with 83,718 reported Saturday, just shy of the 83,757 infections on Friday. Meanwhile, a new coronavirus outbreak at the White House has infected Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff and others in the vice president's circle. Late on Saturday, a spokesman for Mr. Pence said Mark Short, the vice president's chief of staff, had tested positive for the new coronavirus. Mr. Pence and his wife tested negative earlier in the day. The spokesman added that the vice president will not alter his schedule as he campaigns ahead of the 3rd of November election. Mr. Pence plans to maintain an aggressive campaign schedule this week despite his exposure to his top aide, the White House said on Saturday. On Sunday in Detroit, Michigan, Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris said Mr. Pence should adhere to CDC guidelines to avoid contracting and possibly spreading the virus.
Listen, he should be following the guidelines. We're doing it. I think we have modeled the right and good behavior, and they should take our lead.
Ms. Harris also criticized President Trump's response to the pandemic.
They are admitting defeat, and I've been saying that, and Joe Biden has been saying that since the beginning. This is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of America.
Earlier in the month, two members of Ms. Harris's staff also tested positive for the coronavirus. In Pennsylvania on Saturday, rock star Jon Bon Jovi gave a small concert at a drive-in rally in Pennsylvania for Joe Biden, performing three songs and praising Biden's response to the coronavirus. The rocker took the stage in Luzerne County wearing a black face mask that he peeled off to play acoustic versions of Who Says You Can't Go Home, Living on a Prayer, and Do What You Can, which was recently released and dedicated to those on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic. Delivering a speech a short time later, Mr. Biden said that Bon Jovi has always gone wherever I've asked him and called him a friend and a national treasure. Mr. Biden criticized U.S. President Donald Trump, particularly in improving infrastructure.
Donald Trump had to deliver on a damn thing he said he'd do. He hadn't delivered on infrastructure. He talked in 2017, 18, 19, 20. He's going to give us an infrastructure plan. He hadn't done a damn thing. For our roads, our bridges are crumbling, just as climate change is accelerating and more frequent extremes and weather events. Not just wildfires in California and hurricanes along the coast, but here in Luzerne County, with flooding along the Susquehanna. We can do something about it, but we've got to come together.
He said he had high hopes for the future.
You know, I'm more optimistic about America's future than I've been since I've been involved in politics. We're the only country in the world that's come out of every crisis stronger than we went in. There's not a damn thing America can't do when we decide to do it together.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.